Now we have the results of a test of economic policy. Europe has spent years recovering from the financial crisis, and some nations adopted austerity programs. But a year and a half ago, a socialist government in Portugal said the heck with that, canceling austerity, and now the economy is growing. Lauren Freire reports from Lisbon.
That's what Portugal used to sound like after its 2011 bailout. Thousands of people took to the streets to protest austerity. Unemployment was nearing 20%, and Mario Moraes, like so many Portuguese youth, went abroad in search of work.
We have three main models that give an overview of what the
revenue. But today he's back in the glistening lobby of a posh Lisbon hotel, selling software to the hotel manager in the middle of a tourist boom. Moraes is part of two new trends, fresh entrepreneurship and an uptick in tourism that have fueled Portugal's economic recovery.
My friends and people I know that were leaving the country more or less at the same time I did, in 2011, 2012, a lot of them came back already or want to come back. They come full of motivation, with knowledge from other countries.
And they're finding jobs. Unemployment has sunk to around 10%. At home north of Lisbon, Ana Santana is playing with her toddler. Santana is a police officer whose salary and benefits were cut under austerity. But after a left-wing socialist coalition took power in late 2015, we got our Christmas bonuses back, she said. The government also restored four paid public holidays for civil servants. Her husband, João Tavares, says he expects his temporary contract with the municipality to be made permanent any day now. Another promise by the socialists. Leftists across Europe are applauding Portugal as vindication that austerity was not the only way. Under the socialists, Portugal's budget deficit has hit a 40-year low, and wages are up.
Europe chose the line of austerity and had much worse results.
Economy Minister Manuel Cabral says austerity slowed growth and job creation in Europe.
What we are showing is that with a policy that restitutes income to the people in a moderate way, people get more confidence and the investment return.
Some economists are skeptical, though. Finance professor João Duque says the government simply lucked out by being in office during double-digit growth in tourism.
So, yeah, they are surfing the wave, which is good, okay. So far, so good. But things may get worse a bit more in the medium and long term. We have several weaknesses.
Portugal doesn't export much. Leather shoes, port wine. Public debt is still high, and most ratings agencies still classify Portuguese bonds as junk. Meanwhile, the police officer Ana Santana and her husband have moved into a larger apartment. With more job security, they're thinking about a second child. Their quality of life has definitely improved, Santana says. But she hopes this isn't a bubble. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freire in Lisbon.